You're listening to SBS News.
One of the first cases of the new Omicron subvariant BA2 was first detected in Australia in December last year in a Queensland patient. It's not considered a separate variant to the original Omicron, which is also known as BA1, but rather within the same family. Scientists would call BA2 a subvariant or sublineage. Other names that have been used by officials include sister variant, or what Victorian COVID-19 commander Jerome Wymer called son of Omicron. The very first documented case of BA2 was detected in South Africa on the 17th of November, about a week after the initial case of BA1, which was also detected there. Tens of thousands of scientists have been analysing the genome sequencing data uploaded to the global database GISAID. Among that group, trying to make sense of the vast amounts of almost real-time data, is Associate Professor Stuart Turville at the University of New South Wales Kirby Institute.
So we did know that there was one that was, you know, a relative of Omicron that was in the community at the time and has been circulating. It's just been that, I guess the question is that when you do get a sub-variant, which has small differences, sometimes there's more differences than others, it's really watching it in the field and in the wild and what it's up to. And I guess the first thing that we generally look at doing is how fast the numbers are coming up with a particular subvariant. So is it outcompeting the original one, that when we talk about BA1, which is Omicron that we normally know of? Then I guess the second thing is that when they do genomic linkage to particular patients, they can look at severity, but the numbers are really, really low at the moment.
By the end of January, BA1 remained the dominant variant globally, accounting for 98.8% of cases. But within countries like Denmark, India and the UK, BA2 is emerging as a more common and even dominant variant. With about 20 or 30-odd cases of BA2 in Australia, it overall represents a low proportion of the country's total COVID cases, just 0.3%. Professor Shashadri Vasan at Australia's National Science Agency, the CSIRO, says the real number of cases is likely to be even higher than what is in the GISAID database, as there is the issue of the time lag when data is uploaded and also the fact that only a fraction of COVID cases are sent to the lab for genome sequencing, about 1 in 50. He says the numbers are clearly trending upwards.
We've had approximately 18,000 750 BA2 sequences, and this was 55 countries. If you look at that, Australia had about 22 sequences, and the vast majority of them, over 90%, were from just three countries. So Denmark alone contributed to 14,370, something like that. The UK and India were approximately 1,300 each.
Each new COVID variant appears to be spreading around the world at increasingly faster speeds. It took 3 months for the global spread of the original COVID variant detected in Wuhan in December 2019. For the Omicron variant, it took only 1 month before it was in 78 countries. That makes it the most explosive and the fastest spreading virus in history, according to a researcher of epidemics throughout history, Anton Ercorica. He says it took years for the 14th century Black Death and the 19th century cholera to spread worldwide. The so-called Russian flu of 1889, which may have been caused by another coronavirus, also took 3 months to spread globally. Although BA2 is not spreading as quickly globally as BA1, Denmark's top infectious disease authority, the Statens Serum Institute, says preliminary data suggests BA2 may be 1.5 times more transmissible. Scientists have been examining the genome sequencing in detail, especially the spike protein area, to understand more about the transmissibility and the potential resistance to vaccines. Associate Professor Turville explains.
Then the spike it's kind of like a flower, and at the tips of the flower, so it kind of got three big petals because it sits as a trimer. And on the tips of the petals is what we call the N-terminal domain, and antibodies like to bind to those areas. So when we have a vaccine, we generate antibodies, and they like to bind to those little edges of those petals. And what we see in the sublineage is there's little kind of chunks that are missing, what we call deletions. So But also the original Omicron variant had those as well. But it's just showing us that, you know, it's just taking little bits away so the antibodies can't bind. It's getting a little bit stickier to cells, and that's the kind of, and we know these kind of changes and how they impact from the studies of the variants that we've looked at in 2021.
While BA1 had about 60 mutations, BA2 has about 85 mutations. That compares to 30 mutations in the Alpha variant and 35 in the Delta variant. One of the differences between BA1 and BA2 is a genetic change in the spike gene, which means it cannot be picked up through PCR testing like BA1 and needs to be sent to a lab for genome sequencing confirmation. Professor Fasan says there's emerging evidence from authorities in Denmark and the UK on the severity of disease and infectiousness of BA2.
It's premature to say whether this particular BA2 might be more problematic. At the moment, we see from colleagues in Denmark that it's not as problematic when it comes to hospitalization or case severity any more than the BA1. However, it does appear to be slightly more contagious compared to BA1.
The World Health Organization says at this stage, the BA2 will remain a sub-variant rather than a variant of its own, which would prompt the consideration of a name using the letters of the Greek alphabet. It shares the status of being a variant of concern with BA1. The WHO's Maria van Kerkhove says the organization is constantly monitoring the emergence of new variants.
Omicron will not be the last variant that you will hear us speaking about. The next variant of concern will be more fit. And what we mean by that is it will be more transmissible because it will have to overtake what is currently circulating. The big question is whether or not future variants will be more or less severe. The other thing we expect with variants is that there may be more immune escape, which means our countermeasures, our vaccines, will be less effective.
Professor Fasan and his team at the CSIRO are studying the so-called immune escape characteristics of BA2.
The key question is whether people who are vaccinated are as protected against this BA2. And if they are not, that's what we call immune escape. Now, there are different things going on here, right? So vaccines are still what we've got to protect yourself from getting a severe disease. If you are double vaccinated, triple vaccinated, then you are less likely to get hospitalization, even if you do get Omicron. However, we do have to study this, and this is what my lab is doing and colleagues around the world are doing.
Vaccine manufacturers are responding to the need to update vaccines to keep pace with mutations. As the world reached a milestone of 10 billion COVID vaccines administered, Pfizer and Moderna confirmed it's starting clinical trials on an Omicron-specific vaccine. It comes as many unknowns remain regarding the origin of COVID-19 in Wuhan and its variants. Professor Dominic Dwyer at the University of Sydney was part of an international team of scientists who travelled to Wuhan in February 2021 to find out more. During the trip, there were issues with access to certain data, such as the respiratory symptoms of the earliest COVID cases. Professor Dwyer says it will be important to unravel that part of the virus story to be better prepared for future pandemics.
Going to try and find out the origins of new viruses, and that's really important. And that's got to be a scientific journey, ideally one that's not political. Because if you understand where new viruses come from and what new viruses might emerge, then you can do something about it. You can develop vaccines, develop plans and so on. We learn things after each pandemic or each big outbreak of disease that make the next one better managed.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.